My Mac Podcast 977. Is it working?
Hi everyone, and welcome to this week's mighty, and I never know how many mighties I'm going to say, My Mac Podcast. Well, last show, Guy contemplated getting another Mac Mini. Well, he didn't do that, but instead he took the advice that I, and just about every other person with two brain cells to rub together, told him to do. When the M1 MacBook Pro he already owned was thrown into the mix, which was to use that as the dedicated podcast computer he thinks he needs. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that and how the project is going and what he's accomplished so far, which may be not very much. But Guy will tell us. Hi, Guy. How are you, sir?
Hey, guess. Welcome to StreamYard, everybody. It's so much easier.
It's working.
Yeah, Evie Mux. I'm sorry, Evie Mux. I really wanted you to work because you were pretty and you did stuff, but it was like, volume goes down, volume goes up, volume goes down, volume goes up. It's like, no, enough. I can screw up my own audio. Thank you very much, Evie Mux. I don't need your help. I do not need your help on that.
No, he doesn't. He really doesn't.
I don't. Now,
I can assure you.
Gaz, it's just as well that I did not spend some of those big bucks on computers because the insurance company that has taken all of the doctor bills so far this year that I thought they had paid, no, they hadn't paid them. They just dropped them into my lap in one great big lump sum. Now, I knew I had a deductible, but it would have been nice to pay those stretched out over time instead of, here you go, Sonny Jim. Good luck with that. So other than trying to put this whole mess together, and we'll talk about that in a we will talk about that in the center section, Gaz. That's kind of what's going on. Yeah. So what about you?
Yes. All good, thank you. All very good. Been a few bike rides this week. After we podded last Saturday, on the Sunday, I went out for a possible 100-mile ride, which was going to be 250s. So I was going to do the first half, which was crossing the Welland River as many times as we could, which they did. But I decided, myself and another couple of people decided that we were probably going to do the slow group at the back end of the ride rather than trying to keep up with the fast blighters at the front. And that happened. Although the people that were stood aside waiting, we said, so when are you going? Because we're going to be going at the back in the slow group as well. And they went, oh, no, we're doing something else.
Oh, great.
So it's just me. There was just me and one other guy, and we did the 50 miles, the first 50 miles. We all got back, and it absolutely threw it down just as we got into the clubhouse, which was good. There was food. There was drink. We didn't do the second 50. But then on Tuesday, we went out for another ride, just the normal stuff, really busy.
So after a 100-mile ride?
Yes.
You did another one on Tuesday.
That was about 50 miles as well, I think. I went out for this afternoon after you pinged me today. I then went out this afternoon and went on a 20-mile ride, which had got about 1,200 feet, but it was all cross country, 1,200 feet of climbing. So I was out on what we call the hard tail.
Yeah.
And then when I got back, had dinner, and then took the dog out for a walk. So
here we are.
Yeah. And here we are. Lots of busy stuff. Busy seeing friends, busy going out for meals. Yeah, good. All good stuff. Good, clean stuff.
Yeah, I'm working.
It's funny because I went to see a couple of ex-work colleagues as well this week.
Yeah.
And they said, so what have you been doing? And I said, well,
whatever the hell I want to.
Whatever the hell I want to. But, you know, I couldn't really detail it all. I said, we went here and then we did that and then we did this. And I said, what have you been doing? They went, working. I said, the same old. And so I thought,
Hey, yeah, it sucks to be you.
Retirement's good, my friend, okay?
Thanks anyway, for supporting my retirement. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I did say that. I had a bit of a go at them because the share price, which I'm slightly reliant on, not too reliant, but a little bit reliant on, said has dropped a little bit. I said, what the hell are you messing about? Work.
Well, I know, you know, my wife retired like 10 years ago. And actually, we saw our financial advisor today at the event that I was at. And I remember when she told me, she says, yeah, you know, well, the company is doing stuff and I'll have to drive out to this ridiculous amount of space to get to a new job. And I don't want to do it. And our financial advisor said, well, as long as your husband keeps working, you can retire. And I was like, you know, there's a flaw. Yeah, there's a flaw in this plan.
Well, luckily, the position for me was probably slightly reversed. Yeah. And I got out first.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with
now, it. Yeah, I know. I can see that you're fine with it by the look on your face.
Yeah.
Do I need to ask you about your microphone?
No, it's the same one I was using last week, Brode PodMic with the red SW14 pop filter. I was actually going to put the blue one on today just for a little bit of variety.
Oh, well, I wish I hadn't asked.
Yeah. But the big news is...
It was yes or no, Guy. That was the answer.
Really, really. You asked me about microphones and you thought that was going to be a yes or no. That was your plan. You think that all the way through? Did you think it all the way through before you asked the question?
Yeah. Stupid Gaz.
You slapped you on the wrists. The big news, if I haven't told you already, is I am going to the MacStock Conference and Expo July 12th, and here's the hat, to the 14th. It didn't go last year, going this year. I'm really looking forward to it. If you want more information on it, go to MacStockConferenceAndExpo.com and see if there's any tickets left. If you have never been to one of these, you really, really want to check it out. It's so much fun. Gaz goes to watch cars running around in a loop while I'm doing, like, you know, the fun, important stuff. But, you know, that's okay.
And actually, Silverstone is on the week before this year. So,
oh, then you're going to come then?
Yeah.
No.
If I could afford it, I would.
Well, just sell some of that stock, damn you, and come to Mac Stock. Well,
no, because it's dropped down. I can't. No. I can't. It's not enough.
Well, people will be more willing to buy it then. Yeah. We should probably go on over to...
Gaz's Snippets. Okay, so let me jump straight in. Apple, Guy, might change the orientation of its logo on the back of future iPads.
Yeah.
Did you see this story?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Made me laugh. Because, obviously, currently the current orientation is in, let me get this right, portrait mode.
Yes.
When you look at the Apple, it goes up and down in portrait mode. So most people use their iPads probably most of the time in landscape mode, so the Apple is on its side,
looking like it's
maybe
throwing
Apple
up.
Would change it. If they're clever, they'll get one which actually changes according to the orientation of the iPad.
Yeah, but the Apple logo facing down has the big bite taken out of it facing down like this, so it looks like it's getting sick. Just wanted to throw that in there.
iPhone discounts led to a 52% rebound in Chinese sales. Are we going to get some iPhone discounts from in the rest of the world, do you think?
Maybe. So when you charge less for something, more people buy it.
Who'd have funked it?
That's magic for me. It's
magic, that is.
Yeah.
Apple have released the Apple Hearing Study.
What?
With preliminary insights on tinnitus, or tinnitus, as some people say it.
I have tinnitus. It's tinnitus.
You say tinnitus. I say tinnitus. Tinnitus. Tinnitus.
Let's call the whole thing off.
I have tinnitus in my left ear, and it is a constant hum.
It is.
Just constant is. Background.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that on Mac and Force show. And I was screaming.
You didn't hear me talking about it.
No, you didn't say anything, which kind of surprised me based on our conversation right here.
Yeah, that's because I wasn't on it last week.
Weren't you on last week? No, you weren't on last week.
I was on the week before, Guy.
Yeah, you know, this says something about me. What is the tinnitus equivalent to not remembering stuff that you should remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, okay. I'm moving on. Apparently, yeah. It could be quite useful. There's lots of stuff in there about how they could possibly cancel it out or even make it go away. So that would be wonderful because
I would love it.
Having constant noise is, and it's funny because I used to work with someone and I think it was really bad for him, really bad. And I've got it that it's bearable. You know, you get to a point where it's like background noise and you
don't hear it.
But there are times, I mean, I can hear it now. It's just there.
Of course, because we're talking about it. So right now it's like,
No, it was there before I started talking about it.
Okay.
Maybe because I was thinking about it. Anyway, or, Apple's worldwide.
I'm just droning on and on.
Yeah, I'm never sure whether it's actually tinnitus or you. It could be either. It gets worse when I'm
it
on.
Does.
You know, I don't
it,
know.
Constant exposure to Guy causes a hum in your ear.
Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference is to kick off on June 10th with a keynote address and probably lots of other stuff as well.
What?
Yeah, it's been quite quiet this week. I've not got a great deal of stories to go through. But
you know, I was just thinking about that the other day. It was like, you know, with WWDC, like right around the corner, you'd think you would be seeing like tons of articles on, you know, will Apple release the, you know, 74-inch iMac this year at WWDC? And it's like, no, there hasn't been. There's been hardly anything.
No, agreed.
And I wouldn't buy a 74-inch iMac.
Will you let me finish?
Yes.
Right. Apple has lost its bid to appeal the order allowing consumer antitrust class action in the US. Apple has failed to persuade the US appeals court to consider blocking a class action that accuses the company of monopolizing the market for iPhone apps and keeping prices artificially high for tens of million customers. It's coming your way, Guy.
Yeah.
It's coming your way.
How is Apple?
Let's not dwell on it.
The whole thing makes me want to do a sideways Apple.
Next Apple antitrust battle set to be in India. But guess what? Apple is lobbying against it. There's your surprise.
What?
Big bucks. Beats Solo Buds are launching on June 18th with an 18-hour battery life for $79. I have two sets of Beats. Beats Flex and these Beats, I'm not sure what these are called, actually. I can't remember what these are called. Which one?
What are you using right now?
Beats. Oh, they're just called Beats, Gaz Beats. They must be Gaz Beats. Anyway, I've got Beats Flex and these, which are just the in-ear ones. I'll tell you what, I love them. I'm not sure that the sound quality for music is fabulous, but for me, I generally use them for podcasting, and also listening to two podcasts. And actually, I do listen to music on both sets occasionally, and I just love them. I had a couple of pairs of both the Flex and these in-ear ones before, and they failed me. They weren't that good. But I think after a few years of Beats being in the Apple ecosphere, the quality of the product has gone up, and these are solid, absolutely solid.
Nice.
And so I might have a look at those $79 ones because I do get a bit worried that I'm going to lose these because the problem with small items is you put them down and you lose them. Although, if you remember that story, when I was out walking the dog one night, it fell out of my ear because I knocked it. I was moving the hood back and it was pitch black. There was no road lights and I was having to use the audible thing to find where they were. And I found it. So, you know.
Nice. And they're black as well, aren't they?
What?
The Beats?
Yes.
The ones that you have?
The Beats Flex. Yes, these are black and the Beats Flex are black as well. Yeah.
Lucky to find them.
You can get a few different colors, but anyway, Apple is to open its first retail store in Malaysia amid continued expansion in Asia. Yes, they're getting bigger and bigger out there. Oh, Wilf has just walked in. You coming up, Wilf? Wilf, come and come and say hello. Wilf,
say hello. We're doomed. And there he goes after the dog. Come back here.
No, I didn't. I couldn't. I had to go and just shut the door, else it'd have been in and out like a yo-yo. So he seemed quite excited. And it'll just confuse me if he keeps walking in, because Mrs. Gazzy's not about. Apple News Plus subscriptions are growing at 4 times faster than major publishers, says a report.
Oh, not a surprise. So.
Do you know, I actually had another look at Apple One the other day, because I've just stopped. I'm about to stop my Disney subscription, and I'm wondering, okay, which subscription for movies do I want to go to next? Do I want to stop my Apple subscription? I looked through it, checked it all out. I use Apple Music quite a lot, and so does Mrs. Gaz, and so do my daughters. We've got the family plan. No, I'm not cancelling it, because if I get it in the individual, it just costs some stupid price. So I'm sticking with it. I don't know where I was going with that story, but I'll move on anyway. Apple's App Store revenue in the EU is unchanged since the Digital Markets Act went into effect.
Huh.
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised at that. I think you probably need to give it a little longer to find out if there's been any true effect, if we're honest.
Yeah, and then do a correlation between that and people who have destroyed their iPhones with bad apps.
Huh. Yes, very true. Yeah, Apple has signaled that it's working on TV Plus app for Android phones. Good for Android phones. Now, that is one thing that Android users can't say that they've had all the time. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Android users.
You users.
Apple is, I've done that story. Japan's individual number card coming to Apple Wallet. The first official ID usage outside of the US. Japan's individual number card, also known as My Number Card, is going to the Apple Wallet. Good, good. Yeah, I try and use Apple Wallet wherever I can. Tickets, IDs, all sorts of stuff.
I kind of wish that Virginia, you know, the state that I live in, allowed for identification cards. I think only Arizona and maybe one other state allow it.
I think there's 4 states, because I think we went through this once before, and I think there's 4 states from memory, but that it was some time ago. Anyway, apparently that individual number card, according to a report, the request came from the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. There you go. He asked them. Put it in there.
You know, I was talking to Fumio just a week before this all happened.
Yeah.
And he expressed to me, he's like, you know, guy, and that's the way he said it. You know, guy, I wish that our national identity card could be on my phone. And I was like, you know, Fumi, you're the Prime Minister. You should just do that thing. And that's the absolute truth over what happened. Yeah.
I just thought I'd let you carry on digging.
Yeah, good luck.
The rare App Store antitrust win for Apple as Chinese court dismisses the lawsuit. Apple has enjoyed a rare App Store antitrust win as a Chinese court dismissed the lawsuit, accusing it of charging excessive commissions. They will be happy with that one.
I don't know if that's necessarily good news. It's like the one country that lets Apple get a win on this is communist China. Okay.
Yeah, I was just going to say something, but I would get so much kickback on it.
Yeah, no.
Google and Apple are keeping Reddit and X in the app stores despite pornography due to revenue, eSafety boss says. This is an article put according to The Guardian in the UK. Sorry?
You said a safety boss?
E-safety boss. A commissioner says companies have huge distinctive dis,
But who does he work for? Does he work for Apple? Blah, blah, blah.
Let me re-say that. A commissioner says companies have huge disincentive to abide by their own policies on adult content amid discussions of age assurance technology. Australia's online safety regulator has accused Apple and Google of financial motives in deciding not to remove Reddit and Elon Musk X from their app stores for hosting pornography in violation of their own policies.
Uh-huh.
Research cited in the eSafety Commissioner's online roadmap for age verification technology for adult sites last year reported that 41% of teens aged between 16 and 18 reported seeing pornography on X.
So prior to Elon Musk taking over X, did this guy say anything then when there was a lot of porn? Not that I've seen any of it, but I heard there was a lot of porn on Twitter. And honestly, since, I don't want to get into it.
No, yeah, you're going down a bucket there.
But
again,
it just pisses me off that this is politically motivated.
It shouldn't. He said Google and Apple are keeping it on there.
Yeah.
So how do you know that they haven't already had these discussions with Apple about these?
I have no idea. I'm talking about the E guy that is saying that they're not doing it.
It doesn't matter. You do not know that he's not already had that conversation previously.
Well, he just pisses me off. I hate him. He sucks.
How do you know? Have you seen? No, let's move on. Apple brings tap to pay on the iPhone to Italy. This really is rolling out country to country because I mentioned a couple of countries last week.
Yeah.
Apple puts iPhone durability ahead of easy repairs, an exec says. Let's see. John Turnus, the company's head of hardware engineering. I'm not sure. He's Apple's guy, isn't he?
Yeah,
in a recent interview with YouTuber MKBHD, it's objectively better for the customer to have that reliability, Turner stated, adding that it is ultimately better for the planet due to the significantly lower failure rates. Do you know, there is an argument for that. There really is an argument for that because we've had this conversation many, 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 many times about how long an Apple device lasts, and it then flows down to someone else and keeps getting used and constantly gets used. Whereas I have had many relatives and devices myself where after 3, 4, 5 years, maybe at a push, then it's basically it's dust. Yeah. You ain't going to hand it down to anybody. No one else wants to use it.
Yeah.
And it goes into landfill. So I've got to say, I tend to agree with him.
Yeah.
However,
Android phone.
There is an issue in so much as not all companies can make the sorts of products that Apple makes so that they do last longer. So you're always going to get the other stuff. But I would much prefer Apple goes down this route rather than,
me too.
Oh, no, I can put a new batch. Oh, the phone's falling apart. I'll get a new one.
Just throw this one away.
YouTube app no longer hijacks the Apple TV screen. Apparently, last month, there was an update to YouTube app for tvOS that introduced its own screensavers, which were hijacking Apple's TV default aerial screensaver, which upset many users. And after many complaints, YouTube seems to have rolled back this update, Guy.
Yeah, it could have gotten them in trouble.
I thought you'd be happy with that. NVIDIA is set to overtake Tim Cook's Apple as the world's second most valuable company.
Okay.
I thought you'd like that one as well. Downgrade to iOS 17.5 is no longer supported, Guy. I like to make sure that everybody is aware of that, just so they don't try it, okay? Apparently, an anonymous reader shared a post from the Washington Post, On January 22nd, after a third break-in and theft, the carpenter said he drove around DC's Maryland suburbs for hours following an intermittent blip on his iPhone until he arrived at a storage facility in Howard County. He called police, who got a search warrant, and they found a locker was far more than just one contractor's nail and guns. So basically, this AirTag that this guy put in and drove around and found it, he helped police recover 15,000 stolen power tools.
Nice.
Go Apple AirTag and that fella and that guy. That is the end of Gazzy Snippets. I'm afraid there's no link this week, but there is actually a very nice reference to URLs in my tip, which you will hear about in a short while.
Okay. Well, then I will just roll right into what has Guy been doing lately. Lately, based on the conversation that you and I had last week, Gaz, I wanted to set up a different computer that would only be used for podcasting. And my original idea was to use a new Mac Mini. And then as soon as I just happened to, you know, casually mention that I had an M1 MacBook Pro, 16-inch MacBook Pro, that I use for podcasting when I go out, it was like, well, hey, dolt, just use that instead. And so after much hand wrangling, that is how I'm starting to set it up. So what I did, I went out and I got a 3-in-1 KVM switch. Now, a KVM switch allows multiple computers to use the same keyboard, mouse, and displays and all the rest of that. And I got a 3-in-1 because I actually have three different computers here at this desk. I've got my Mac Mini. I've got the up-and-coming 16-inch MacBook Pro, and I have a HP Victus 15L Windows PC that I use for gaming, and I wanted them all to use the same monitors, the same keyboards, and the same trackball, you know, because I love my Logitech trackball. And so once I had the 3-in-1 KVM switch, I started moving stuff around last night. And I'm going back and forth from in front of the desk to behind the desk and moving cables and putting all this stuff around. And just nothing was working, Gaz. I could not get a single computer to show up on both monitors and use the keyboard and use the trackball. So I took a step back and it was like, okay, well, how did I have the Mac Mini set up before? And how I had the Mac Mini set up before, I was using the HDMI output to go to one monitor, and then the Thunderbolt 2 connector on my OWC hub. Now, remember, I say that like, oh, everybody knows this. The Thunderbolt 2 connector is the same size as that generation's DisplayPort connector, and they both kind of work in the same way. So I had a Thunderbolt DisplayPort connector coming off the OWC hub to HDMI going to the other monitor. So once I realized that the USB-C to HDMI just was not working in any way, shape, or form on the Mac Mini, I went back the way I had it before. Lo and behold, I have both monitors on the Mac Mini working. I have the keyboard, which is now going through the four common USB ports on the 3-in-1 KVM switch, that's working on the two computers that I currently have connected up through that method. Not so much with the Bluetooth Logitech trackball, but that's going to be a different story. So that's where I'm at with the Mac Mini.
Right.
So, and again, in the end, the plan is for each computer, Mac Mini, M1 16-inch MacBook Pro, and HP Victus 15L Windows PC to all use the same keyboard, mouse, trackball, and monitors.
Yeah.
So with the Mac Mini, everything is connected and working through the KVM switch. So I'm like, yay, happy, that's working, which is what I'm actually using right now instead of the MacBook Pro that I want to use in the future for podcasting. Now, what I need for the MacBook Pro, I need 1 4-to-6-foot long HDMI cable. Currently, one display is connected to, one output from the Mac Mini is connected to a display through the KVM switch with a USB-C to HDMI cable. It's working there. But the 16-inch MacBook Pro has an HDMI output, full-sized HDMI output. So I need an HDMI output or HDMI cable to go from the MacBook Pro to the KVM switch. Now, I already have a USB-A cable connected up, so it can also use the common keyboard, but not the Bluetooth trackball. So that's all I need to get both monitors working for the MacBook Pro. And for people who don't know this, if you're going to use a MacBook or MacBook Pro, whether it's a MacBook, MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, as your primary computer with the screen closed, you have to have power connected to that MacBook in order to make that happen. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So that's where I'm at with the MacBook Pro. I need that HDMI cable. And bonus, for additional USB-A ports for other required devices like the audio interface and the Sony A5100 DSLR, which is what I'm using, and an Ethernet port. Extra bonus points for being able to disconnect it all to use it portably. So I'm also getting a hub for the MacBook so that I have all of those extra ports, including an Ethernet port, so that I can connect it up directly to the switch that I have on this desk. Okay, for the PC, I need about a 6-foot long USB-A to USB-A cable and about a 6-foot long display port to HDMI cable. Now, currently, I can use one external display from the PC via the HDMI cable that I already had for it. Can't use the common USB-A hardware because I don't have that USB cable hooked up to the KVM switch. Once that's connected, I'll be able to use the same keyboard for all three computers. So once everything is connected up and working, I'm not done yet, because then I have to do a clean install of the macOS onto the MacBook Pro and then only install the apps that are required for podcasting or streaming. And I will have to connect a USB microphone to the Mac Mini because I use that Mac Mini for like phone calls and also for work. So I'll need a USB microphone connected up to the Mac Mini because I do not trust the common ports on the KVM switch to work with an audio interface, just like I don't trust it to use with the Sony A5100 DSLR. So the Sony DSLR will go to the MacBook Pro. My M4 audio interface will go to the MacBook Pro. And
can I ask a question on that? On the USB mic bit. Mm-hmm. Do you not have a little device which sits under your a USB-C connected port or hub that sits under your Mac?
Oh, you're talking about that Saatchi with the hard drive and all that? Yeah. Connectivity isn't the issue.
That's
not the problem.
Just connect, right? You just connect it through there. So that's not the problem. Okay, yeah, it's because you want... Yeah, okay, I'll get it.
Right, if I connect the M4 interface...
I got it. Just need another mic. I get it. Yeah.
So I'll have to use... I don't have to because I do have multiple USB interfaces.
It's not like you're short.
It's not like I don't have a bunch of them, But because I wouldn't be using the microphone that I would hook up to the Mac Mini for podcasting, all I need it for is for like Zoom calls and work and stuff like that. It doesn't have to be a pod mic or a Rode NT1. No, it could be anything.
It could almost just be a USB headset just to.
And I've got one here somewhere, but I don't want to use that either. So, and again, so once everything is connected and everything is working, I do a clean install of the Mac OS onto the MacBook Pro, only install apps for podcasts and streaming. And I'll try to use, I am going to try to see if I can use the common port on the KVM switch for the Sony A5100, but I'm feeling like that's not going to work. So I will either go with the GoPro that I have, or if you remember, you know, like long, long time ago when we first started doing this show, I used the and I think you had one too, the Logitech 930 webcam.
920?
Yeah, same. It's not that different. And I could connect that up.
I'm showing on screen?
Yeah. That's the 920. The 930 has, I guess, something that makes it different, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what that is.
It's got pixie dust in it.
It's got magic pixie dust in it, Gaz. So I will connect up.
Say that as well.
I know. I will connect up some kind of webcam to the Mac Mini for Zoom calls, for work, for that kind of thing. So I'm about cool. I'm about halfway there. The Mac Mini is fully connected. I just need an HDMI cable for the MacBook Pro, and I need a USB-A to USB-A and DisplayPort. DisplayPort to HDMI cable for the PC because the graphics card, because it's a gaming PC, so it's got an external graphics card, and it's got one HDMI out and three display ports. So that's why I've got to use the display port to HDMI, because the KVM switch only uses HDMI. And then all of the computers will work. Oh, you know what? I forgot one more thing. The other thing that I currently have ordered, besides those cables I just talked about, is a wired version. Or it's not a Logitech M575, this thing, the trackball.
Right, yeah.
Because Logitech stopped making the wired version of it. And I need the wired version of it in order to connect up to the common USB ports. I could possibly use that little dongle that, but
USB dongle,
That means every time I switch computers, I would have to trust that that computer was going to be able to connect up to it. And I don't want to do that. So I need the a wired version of that trackball or a regular mouse in order for it to work. And once all three of these computers are going through that KVM switch, then I'll pretty much have everything I need. I shouldn't have to do.
You'll have a dedicated podcasting machine, guy.
I will. So are you, do you think that's all a good idea?
I think that is a brilliant idea and much better than trying to go out and buy a whole new machine just to do something which you already had equipment to do.
Yeah, yes. And a lot cheaper. And we're nodding our heads at that.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most importantly.
Gaz's tips.
Most importantly.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. You're sitting on your Mac, guy. You're searching the web and you find that page that you want to keep a copy of the URL for. So you grab your mouse and you move it up to the URL bar. You highlight the link and then you either go Command C or you right click on it. Any number of different ways to copy that. And then you do whatever you do with that copied URL by it. Well, I'll tell you what, guy, there is a much easier and quicker way to move to the URL bar and highlight the link.
Tell me.
Do you know what it is?
Tell me.
You just press Command L and the URL is highlighted, ready for you to copy. Bazinga!
Hey, we're nodding our heads again if you're watching the video, and so few of you do.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of
more people should watch the video.
That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay. We don't have any. I don't think we have any feedback this week. Mr. Cheesed Off apparently has been taking his medication, and we don't have anything from Mr. Oh.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Cheesed Off has obviously decided that as he seems to be of an English or British tilt, he sent me a Mr. Cheesed Off this week.
Did he now? Well, then you should
would
probably
you like to
hit...
hear it?
I would. I would like to hear it.
Oh, Guy and Gaz, Mr. Cheesed Off here. What's this? Guy is now contemplating buying another Mac sap as a dedicated podcasting machine. Another
what?
One. As if the two he's already got aren't perfectly adequate. Talk about a bad workman blaming his tools. He's making small MP3 files, not calculating the meaning to life, the universe, and everything.
He doesn't know that.
Seriously, how many mics does one man need to record some flipping audio of two blokes' chain? It's like giving a Formula One racing car to someone who can't pass their flipping driving test. Am I right, Gaz? What's sorry next? Building a server farm in your back garden because your email's a bit slow?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the Macs, mate. It's the bleeding operator. At this rate, Guy will need a separate Mac just to calculate how much money he's wasted. I don't know. It all really cheeses me off.
Well,
you can now tell Mr. Cheesed Off. He doesn't have to be cheesed off about that anymore.
Well, he'll be cheesed off because it's not working yet. That I didn't think all of it through and have all of the stuff on hand that I would need. And, you know, and here's the thing. You know, you and I have both been using computers for a very, very long time. Having said that, we have accumulated boxes and boxes of cables. And anytime we decide we're going to do something new, we just assume we already have the cables that we need.
Until we don't. I had a drawer full of cables. That drawer has got bigger and bigger and bigger until actually one day last year, I looked at half of the cables and thought, I don't need that. I don't need that. Yeah. I don't need that. I don't need
Firewire.
And I got rid of them.
And guess what will happen the next time you buy some piece of equipment?
I don't care. I'll go out if I have to buy the cable guy. I just don't want it sitting there because I know I've got the cable and I just can't find it. That is the most frustrating thing that you can ever do.
See, that's what I was going through last night. It was like, oh, okay, all I need is an HDMI cable. Wait, what? Oh, wait. Oh, oh, that's only 1 foot. Oh, damn. Okay, well, what if I just get my extra... I don't have an extra. Damn it. So I started making a list. It was like, here's this box of cables. Here's the cables that I need. And never the twain shall meet. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't have a Pixake, I'm afraid.
Yeah, neither do I. If you would like to help support us in this crazy endeavor that is known as the My Mac Podcast and help Guy buy all the cables and other stuff that he doesn't really need but still buys on a regular basis, you can easily do so, Gaz, or not you, but everybody else, by going to Patreon, patreon.com/MacParrot. You can also go to Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/MacParrot, or you can pay a pal. PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. Now, Gaz, if people wanted to contact you and say, couldn't Guy have just gotten rid of a lot of the crap on his current Mac Mini and make it all work the way he wants it to? How would they do so?
Ever so easy, guys. Send an email to gaz@mymac.com. That's G-A-Z.
gaz@mymac.com.
You can also contact me on lots of social media just by typing in Gazmaz, G-A-Z.
Gaz.
M-A-Z. And as I said, if you're struggling on that social media to find me, send me an email to gaz@mymac. You see what I did there? Do you see what I did there? gaz@mymac.com. You can also send on the X's/Twitters a tweet, an X, a kiss. I don't know what it's called anymore.
No.
But both Guy and I are on that platform, not of choice. And we are there as Guy and Gaz, G-U-Y-A-N-D-G-A-Z.
Cars.
Well done. That was perfect timing, that was.
I know.
Just the end there, perfect. You can also send an email to feedback, F-W-E-D-B-A-C-K at mymac.com.
His name was Guy.
It is.
Wait, hold on. I screwed up.
All the time.
Guy says,
pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain. He's the guy.
He hiccuped. I am.
Guy?
You remember Guy?
If you should. Want.
An email from Guy.
No fooling.
Oh.
How would they do it?
I was going, will this be the week? Where I just sit there and stare at Gaz until I get my no fooling. If you would like to contact me, you can. By going over to the X thing, and looking up MacPettit or VertShark. There we go. I am also over there on Instagram and Threads as VertShark. And please, if you're someone who just collects names on Instagram and Threads to try to scam me out of something, which seems to be about 90% of the people that are trying to follow me at the moment, don't bother. I've seen it all before. Not going to do it. Just be a regular person and follow me over there on Instagram and Threads as VertShark. Now, there you go. Also, over on Countersocial and Mastodon.social, I am VertParrot. Actually, no, I'm MacParrot over there. Gaz, if people wanted to call us, I bet you can tell them a number that they can call us.
Are you
on.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Call 703-284-6777 for the Mind Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's tech heaven.
It is.
That's 703-284-6777. Get in touch now. Your call is our tech driven lemon. 703-284-6777.
There you go.
How okay. And your and your audio went down again. Just like last week, your audio went down again.
Ooh, that is most odd. Has it come back up?
It is back up now.
It must just be that. It must be just that little chinky tune that I do.
Maybe. I don't understand it, but you'll hear it when you listen back to the show. Yeah, well, actually, I don't know if you listen back to, because you've lived it. You've lived the show. Why would you listen to it again?
Yes, like, you are pushing it.
Don't I have enough PTSD as it is talking to Guy every single week and listening to it again? All right. With that being said, thank you. Thank you to everyone who downloads and listens to the MyMac.com podcast. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And all things considered, this week, Gaz, we were good enough. Yes.
Yes.
Everything pretty much worked the way that we wanted it to. I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't even particularly care. It just did. Also, I would say we were smart enough, but quite frankly, I think it was a lucky accident. And that, doggone it, woof, people like us.
What do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals?
I don't know.
Philippe Flop.
Oh, that is just so bad.
End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever,
the Let's Talk podcast, Essential Apple podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo podcasts.
Okay, so I just started a new recording in Hindenburg because we didn't really have anything in there that made a bit of difference anyway. How are you, sir? How was your week been?
Week was super, thank you.
Yeah, mine sucks.
Did it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. My work computer just went. So they had to take it away and re-image it. Yeah, it is.
There you go.
They took it away to re-image it. Because they couldn't just, you know, being they don't have the money to just pull another computer off the shelf and set it with, you know, all new Windows 11 and all that other happy shit. So instead they just said, oh, we're going to take your existing computer that's working like crap and just re-image the drives. It's like, just can't you just put a new computer? No, they can't. They have to re-image it. Which means I have to wait until maybe Monday when it'll be back where at the cube that I sit at. And so Friday I had to sit someplace else. Probably Monday I'll have to sit someplace else. And I'm not even sitting where I'm supposed to right now because the building I normally work in, notice how my voice is raising up as I'm getting more and more frustrated. The building that I normally work in is currently undergoing renovations. And that's been like for the last 6 months. And it's a mess. And so they got the second floor is done. So they moved everybody that was working on the first floor up to the second floor. But there's still no room for us to go back to the building. So they have us at a different building. And then there's only, they took away one of the bathrooms because, you know, you're working for the, you don't have to pee or poop. No, you don't. That's just how things work. Go on now. Get out of here now. Go home. You know what that's from, right?
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. I've been holding that in for like the last 10 minutes. If only there was some kind of device where I could mute the audio